السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. افتساب, hope you are in the best of health. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. And Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen. And Allah Ta'ala grant the ummah forgiveness. افتساب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen to all your du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Shawwal, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, the coalition, and verses 59, 60, and 61. In Islam, morality, shame, modesty is an integral part of our faith and our belief structure. Hence, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us what should we do regarding our females and so forth and so on. And we should never ever suffer from an inferiority complex. Every law of Islam is the best and we must share it with the rest. To appreciate Islam, always compare and draw a comparison and juxtapose it with all these man-made laws. And then you will appreciate the beauty, the glory and the style of Islam. Chapter 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned 25 prophets, messengers' names, Nami Nami, Isme Grami, in the Noble Quran. Allah addresses the other prophets directly by their name, Ya Zakariya, Ya Dawood, Ya Musa, Ya Isa. But when it comes to the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then never ever does Almighty Allah address the Master directly by his name. Always honorary titles are used. Ya ayyuha nabi, ya ayyuha rasul, O prophet, O messenger. Ya ayyuha muzammil, ya ayyuha muddathir, O you, the one wrapped up in the shawl. When Allah is conferring and showing so much respect to Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what about us? It does not behove a true Muslim that he just takes the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without honorary titles. It's not even permissible. لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. So this is adab مع النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, etiquette with the Master عليه الصلاة والسلام. Ya ayyuha nabi, O Prophet, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul li azwajik, tell your honorable wives and spouses. Wa banatik, your beloved daughters. Four daughters, she asked the kuffar, say only one daughter. So they're rejecting this portion of the Noble Quran. Wa nisa'il mu'mineen, and the believing men and their women, my wife, my mother, my daughter, my niece, my auntie. So all of them will be included. What must they do? Yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin. Yudnina alayhinna. They must draw close to themselves. What must they draw close to themselves? Min jalabibihin. So the jilbab. Jalabib is a plural, jilbab is a singular. So it means a cloth, a garment. They must cover themselves with that outer garment. So whether it is a chadar or a chador, as you say in the French and so forth, or whether it is the abaya, it must be loose and not tight and so forth. So forth. So above your clothing, you must have another garment, and that is compulsory. And that must cover your body and cover your face and everything when you go out. Dhalika adana, that is more convenient for you Muslim women, and you urafna, that you are recognized. You are recognized that you are a Muslimah, you are a lady who is taqiyah, who has taqwa and piety, and you are a lady who is a true mu'minah. You believe in everything Almighty Allah has commanded us to do, and the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fala yu'zain, hence you will not be caused harm. So today the people will turn the argument the other way around. They will say that the women who wear hijab, niqab, they are one targeted. So they are targeted when you go around yet alone. If you go around in a group or with your men, then nobody will really harm you. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا, and Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very merciful. You try your level best regarding your hijab, your outer garment, your niqab, your face cover. But sometimes there will be, you understand, mistakes committed, sins committed. And so Allah is all forgiving and very, very merciful. Now you will get the munafiqeen and the hypocrites who only pay lip service to Islam, and in this day and this age there is no shortage of them. They will use the name of Islam to justify all their haram income. This is Sharia compliant, this halal logo, and they will use 101 other terms. لَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَيِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, and if those hypocrites and those people who have a disease in their hearts, the disease of what? You must remember of nifaq and hypocrisy, that the munafiqeen are those, they confirm hypocrites, and these people on the road and path going towards them. So the sickness of hypocrisy has entered and permeated their hearts. وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, and those who spread the rumors in Medina Munawwara, spread false rumors obviously, and they spread the, you know, mischief making and misinformation, disinformation in Medina Munawwara. لَنُغْرِيَنَّكَ بِهِمْ لَنُسَلِّتَنَّكَ عَلَيْهِمْ, we will surely appoint for them punishment. ثُمَّ لَا يُجَاوِرُونَكَ فِيهَا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, then they will not stay there in Madinah to Rasul, in Madinah Munawwara, except for a little while. Allah will change the circumstances because they made naqadri, they did not appreciate Madinah Munawwara, so Allah will make it such they get expelled from there and they'll have to leave there. Mal'uneen, and they are cursed. How the Jutlas and the Jews are cursed by Almighty Allah in various verses. These people who cause mischief making and MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, putting up sanamas and all that in Medina. So definitely these type of verses are applicable to him. So what should you do? Quran is saying, أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا أَيْنَمَا وُجِدُوا, wherever they are found. These are the mischief makers and the troublemakers. They want to cause instability and problems in the rank and file of the Ummah and the Muslims. Ukhidu, you should seize them. Waqutilu taqtila, and then you give them the death penalty, a severe, severe punishment. Obviously, you don't take the law in your own hands, but you have to find them guilty. There will be a court process and so forth. Islam does not allow kangaroo courts and so forth, or law of the jungle and so forth. Like the Jutlas, haramis, just catch any Palestinian, say no, he's a threat, or they shoot him and they say that no, he was supposed to shoot me. So obviously, Islam will not allow this type of laws, that they are the real terrorists. So that is how Almighty Allah protects Medina Munawwara, the Haramain Sharifain. So we should know, we're going for Umrah, we're going for Hajj, we're going to Medina Munawwara. So utmost respect and reverence is required. Not we go there and we commit crimes and mischief making and spread rumors and so forth. That is Akbarul Kabair, one of the worst crimes and heinous crimes a person can perpetrate and commit. Allah mahfazna min, Allah protect us at all times, all places. Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allah matahir al-majjir al-aqsa min al-yahud al-ghasibin al-muhtallin. Allah protect the haramain sharifain. Almighty Allah azza wa jalla protect majjir al-aqsa from the ritz and the impurity and the satanic forces of the jutlas and the zionists. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Today is the 12th of Shawwal, day 199 in the Gaza genocide. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. One IDF soldier fracks and he dies. Whenever these jutlas die, or the injured and wounded, we're very happy. We say Alhamdulillah. We have no empathy, sympathy for them. They are war criminals. Now ICC, the International Criminal Court, woke up from their slumber and they said they threatened to send a warrant of arrest for Bibi Netanyahu. Bibi is already sweating and perspiring upstairs and downstairs. And remember, he is trying to tell his pals and his allies, come on, you guys use your influence. Don't let them arrest me if I go beyond the borders of the rogue regime of Israel. So, OBB gave a lecture, delivered a lecture yesterday, say we're going to hit Hamas very hard. We want to free the hostages. We want complete victory. More than tomorrow is 200 days, Tuesday. You couldn't even beat Hamas. You can't even beat Hezbollah. How the hell are you going to beat all of them? Beat Hamas, beat Hezbollah, beat Ansarullah in Yemen, beat Iran. So remember what America's help and France help, Britain's help, Germany's help, billions of dollars, arms are shipped to you, money given to you, and still you can't win. It shows this divine help coming to the Palestinians. And with their limited resources, without one plane, one helicopter, they're defeating you. And the Yehuda battalion, everything is in the control of Almighty Allah. The Yehuda battalion, the Jutla battalion, and the people who run all this are who? The biggest haramis and terrorists. Smotrich, Minister of Finance, Ben-Gvir, another harami, terrorist, murderer, and Ben-Gvir, the Minister of Security. So remember that the United States say they are going to label them, this Yehuda battalion, as terrorists, because of their activities in the West Bank. So the Israelis are begging their allies, come on, get us off, and tell US must not label them as terrorists. The whole army are terrorists, what you talking? In Maldives, a landslide victory, mashallah, very good, kicking out India from there and moving closer and closer to China. Good move, President of Maldives, for we salute you. Kick out these mushrikeen and idol worshippers. Listen to America, how they burn with jealousy and rage and fury. They say TikTok is a threat to US security, so they're thinking and mulling of banning it. Can you believe that? You know, South Africa is election season now. How many people get killed? Mexico seems to be worse. Yesterday, day for yesterday, in Mexico, two mayors were killed. The one group killed this guy, another group. And from September last year till now, 17 politicians have been murdered cold-bloodedly in Mexico. Seems to be a real crazy country, gangsters and mobs and so forth. Flotilla started its maiden voyage and its journey from there, from Turkey, and it's coming towards Gaza, and inshallah to break the siege of Gaza. So we hope that happens. So everybody is trying something. This is actually many non-Muslims also involved in that. We have the Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, humiliated, disgraced in all parts of the world, except by his chamchas and sidekicks and scholars for dollars who get money and dollars from him. So he said, he's going to build the city of the future in Ni'om. That's right there in Ula, next to Tabuk. We've been to all these places. And he couldn't even make 10 miles, and he was speaking of 100 miles. So humiliated, disgrace, an absolute disaster, white elephant. When you got donkey brains, then what you expect? Israel brutal tactics, blame for the Palestinian ruins in the financials and everywhere. They're stealing more and more land. The Jutlas Harami is the world's biggest terrorist, and the PA of Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin, and them can do nothing. They're hopeless, other murtads they are also. So for the Jutlas, there's only one language, and that is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. The special rapporteur from the United Nations, remember she was in Egypt, Francesca Albanese, so I hope I pronounce her name correctly, but she knows what's happening properly. She criticized Israel's violation of human rights and other gross violations, and she made it clear, Israel, you are guilty. 200 bodies approximately retrieved from Khan Yunus under the rubble and mass graves and so forth. So how many people are buried there? How many shuhada are buried there? But the fragrance of Palestine spreads across the world, 80% of the world supporting Palestine. USA to Ukraine and Israel in billions, and America is losing both wars. The war in Ukraine, they lost already. Putin, we like you, Putin. You're a big harami. We need big haramis in this day and this age. He's giving Ukraine stick. He's giving America bigger stick. And he's giving the European Union also. So to see stars during the days. And yeah, that Ansarullah Yemen, Hezbollah there in Lebanon, Hamas here, Jihad Islami in Palestine, and Iran, what their toys also are a little bit busy, so they're making the Jutlas. More than 6.5 months have passed. Tomorrow, Tuesday, 200 days, and they can't win. The ICC, the International Court of Justice, ICJ it's supposed to be, I made a mistake. So the ICJ can no longer ignore the genocide in Gaza. The world is witnessing the genocide, and therefore Israel is called genocidal Israel nowadays. U.S. lawmakers involved in orgies, involved in raping children and small kids. Who said all this? Not AK. Tucker Carlson, go read his interview, and he goes behind the scenes, and now he's exposing them, and the Jutlas are giving these guys millions and millions there, so the U.S. lawmakers in Congress, and therefore they have to do as Israel tells them to do. Majority Americans not interested in the two old donkeys, whether it's Biden or whether it's Trump. They say you're both good for nothing. You should go and retire, and you can see the apathy there and waste of time, the elections, as far as majority of the youth are concerned. Europe is the largest, Europe's largest gas field shut down. I repeat that. Europe's largest gas field shuts down. Where? In the Netherlands. So they have big problems there, Europe, America. Chad, yeah, in South Africa. And Niger, kicking out US troops. If you'll see the Western media, they say, no, that Niger and U.S. troops made a negotiated settlement. It's not negotiation. They kicked out the American troops and said, get out from here. We don't want you whiteys here. Chad woke up, and so Burkina Faso woke up by kicking out the French. Well done, African countries. You must assert your authority. Time for bootlicking is over. We have to show these whiteys that get out from our country. Close. Yesterday, you must remember the Haaretz newspaper, the editorial writes in the editorial. Close the Israeli Guantanamo Bay, the Gitmo. Close it. So they have there where they torture the Palestinian children, men and women, the shame and the stain on the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Israel arrest a Palestinian academic, Professor Nadira. They burn when they cannot have such professors. And then they took and confiscated the laptop and so many other things. And after that, then they released her, but they arrested her. So this is a grave concern for all the Palestinians. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Maulana Salim Karim, you know very well, when we were all studying in Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya Newtown at that time, Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri's time, our Maulana Yusuf Bhamji was there as well, and he passed away. He went to Bangladesh for itikaf, and on his return, he was in the plane, and in the plane, the Emirates, he passed away. So the latest release from the family is that they, the Dubai authority, said they will send the body here back to South Africa, and obviously the family is pleading with them to expedite matters. So Allah grant Maulana Yusuf Bhamji Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la from birth, and Allah Ta'ala grant the family Sabri Jameel as well. So beautiful death. I received one report. They say Maulana in Etikaf was to complete 10 Jews a day, 10 Subharas a day, and 10,000 Durood Sharifs a day. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal, whatever good we did, small, big, whatever, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, for the love and pleasure of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Almighty Allah accept it. Our program today, 8:30 to 9, this week is our theme is Hajj, Umrah, Madina Munawwara. So, oh Hujjaj Abaytillah, Honorable Hujjaj, listen to the interview with Mawlana Zahid Khan and myself regarding Makkah, Madina, and Umrah, and all that. So inshallah, we will see how much we can cover this week. They will continue next week also. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30 report back. This report back, this last week was a very exciting week. So listen to it inshallah. And 8 to 10 tonight will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub and myself inshallah. Hafiz Wadi has some other commitments last minute. So inshallah, Maulana Khalid Yaqub Jazahullahu Khairan will stand in tonight with the live Q&A, inshallah, and Ansar Radio International, and Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, between 8 and 10 tonight, inshallah. Maulana, we have approximately 20 minutes. Bismillah, let's fire up, inshallah.
Kisab, I'm an only daughter. Whose responsibility would it be to look after my parents when I marry? My parents are elderly.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whilst you are not married, so inshallah, whatever you can do, you do for your beloved parents. And once you get married, so you look for such a husband, selection of spouse, who will be very sympathetic to your old parents, although it is not his duty. But you get good people, you know, alhamdulillah. Jaisi niyat, waisi barakah. So remember that whatever your good intentions are, then the barakah and the blessings and the results will also come in your favor. So we must make it clear, it's not the daughter-in-law's duty, it's not the son-in-law's duty to look after parents and so forth, of the husband or wife or whatever. You. But if they do so, it's a great, virtuous, meritorious act and so forth. So try and do as much as possible. And if you don't marry, you say you want to make khidmat of your parents and so forth. We're not saying you must do that, but you make that self-sacrifice, Allah Jalla Wala will reward you in this world and the year after. Inshallah, Allah make it easy for you and your parents, sister.
Mufti Sahib, can a sister give her brother zakat?
100% a sister can give a brother, brother can give sister. Remember, siblings one and to another with three conditions. Number one, they must be poor. Second one, they must be Muslim. Third one, that we have to look at the scenario properly. I have a brother. My two brothers passed away, right? So I don't have any brothers now. I have two sisters. Let's just use a brother. So I have a brother, and he tells me, example, obviously I'm giving. He tells me, give zakat. But when I look at his house, never mind other things, I see that he has TV, he has internet, he has, you understand, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. He got 3355 cell phones. He got 223 cars and all that. So people like that, you can't give zakat. The problem today with the Ummah is what? They want to lead a life of luxury, and when they just keep on swiping credit card, debit card, gold card, this card, silver card, Allah alone knows how many cards and so forth, then they realize they are caught up in the debt trap that is capitalism. Capitalism will glorify you getting involved in debts, will glorify you paying of interest, and so, every haram thing they glorify. So we must be clear, to give zakat to such people not permissible, and your zakat will not be valid. So these are conditions. The recipient must be a Muslim, the recipient must be a poor person, and third, he must not have all these things and try and legitimize the zakat for his illegal accounts and loans and debts and so forth. People lose money in the casino, people running an account with the escort agency, and then they want zakat money. How in the name of Allah can you give such people zakat? Not permissible. So we need to be very clear on these issues.
Mufti Sahab, can a cow be slaughtered for akika for three boys and one girl?
100% cow, you must remember, is 7 seashells. So now if you got 3 sons, mashallah, you hit the jackpot, you didn't get twins, triplets, you hit one shot, quadruplets. Subhanallah. So that guy must be using some extra taweez, the fertility tablets and what. These people, they use a lot of things nowadays. Some of them are old, but they're not cold. Allah's old, marni kotini, you see. So now you hit the jackpot, so now you just slaughter one cow for the 3 sons, 2, 2, 2, 6 years, and for the beloved daughter, Wahida. What name you gave your only daughter? So in Arabic, you call her Wahida, the one and only, the unique one. So you slaughter it like that. Perfect, no problem, my brother. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Listen to this, O esteemed listeners. Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, said, when your wife give birth, now she gave birth today, last night, right? So it's Monday. So you must remember, Sunday will be the 7th day. So when you slaughter the 2 goats or 2 sheep for the youngster, the boy or the girl, 1 goat or 1 sheep, we're speaking of 1 son or 1 daughter now. So she gave birth to. So when you slaughter, everything is done. Now don't slice it and make small pieces like kurbani and all that. Leave it as big chunks. So why, Imam Shafi, did you say this? He say, we call this tafa'ul. Tafa'ul, ya Allah, good omen. Do not show us, my son, my daughter, they caught up in an accident, involved in an accident, and their limbs are 1 year, 1 day, head blown away, and so forth. So you see, Imam Shafi, what a genius he was. So this is mustahab, is good to do that. Leave the meat of the qurbani, of the aqiqah, in big chunks, and not small slices. So especially the Shafis really encouraged it.
Mufti Sahab, my cousin got a job at Al Ula. Please advise if it's possible to move here, work and live here.
Remember, I'll never advise you, my brother, for 3 reasons. Write down all these facts because you will forget it. Or we will send you the podcast. And if you're not receiving our podcast, then send me a message and just say, add me to the group, or please send me today's podcast, 071-888-1184. Or send Junaid Mota a message now, our brother Junaid Mota. He comes here 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, teaching the jinnats and so forth. 084-786-3132. And just tell Junaid Mota, please send me today's podcast. He'll send it to you. So, my brother, I've been to Ula. Now, let me explain to you the circumstances. You see, it was the 9th year of the Hijrah. It was the month of Rajab. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made an announcement. I'lan-e-am, general announcement. Every male who is able, capable, must participate in this battle. We're going to Tabuk. When? Midsummer, June, July. The khajur, the dates were ripe and fresh. It was the harvest time, and it was a bumper crop. They had to leave all that and travel. 30,000 sahaba, logistical nightmare. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu came and said, 1,000 gold coins, 300 camels I sponsor. So many things happened. Sayyidina Bakr brought all his wealth. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu brought half his wealth. So these are the great khulafa and the contributors to Islam and the greatest companions of the Master alayhi salam. So nevertheless, you must remember, when they were passing that one place, this Ula and Oled Madain Salih, so then Nabi alayhi salam said, don't go inside, except when you are crying. A nation was there, wa ila thamuda khawhum saliha, the people of Thamud. They rejected the message and the messenger, Nabi Salih alayhi salam, and the she camel. They hamstrung it, killed it, and murdered it. Fadam dama alayhim rabbuhum bidambim. You can see the word dam dama. Allah crushed them to pieces. So because of their vices and sins and so forth, so remember, you're going to settle there, you're going to help and assist MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Remember, I'll never ever encourage you. In fact, my fatwa will be for you not to go there, not permissible at all. And remember, he's dreaming of his white elephant there, the dream city of the future and so forth. My brother, this is my advice to you. I don't know you. مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ أَوَّذَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْ. When you leave something for the sake and pleasure of Allah, Allah will give you a better replacement, my brother. Just tell them, I don't want to be part of your people's haram projects and so forth and whatever. Or you can put some polite excuse and see, inshallah, Allah will open up many doors for you. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. Allah, when you adopt the quality of taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness, yaj'allahu makhraja, Allah will make a way out for you. Wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib, you will be thinking, I'm losing all these dollars and perks and so forth. Allah jalla wala says, make me happy, and Allah will give you risk and sustenance from such avenues you never ever expected and anticipated. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3.
Mufti Saab, what's the difference between Jannah and Jannatul Firdaus?
Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif, O Ummah, salullaha al-firdaus, fa innaha a'laha wa awsatuha, that ask Allah not only for Jannah, ask him for Jannat al-firdaus. Why? Fa innaha a'laha wa awsatuha, so that is the cream of the crop, that is the premier position and place in Jannah, the best of the best. Our last lesson, if you remember, during the month of Ramadan, I took you through various passages of the noble Quran, and we said, if a person inculcates all these qualities, remember mentioned in the beginning of the 18th juz, 18th supara, 18th part of the Quran, the beginning of chapter 23, then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ مُلْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah will give you Firdaus, Jannat al-Firdaus. You will dwell and stay there forever and ever, everlasting bliss, happiness, prosperity, joy. Not 1 minute and not 1 second of worry, sorry, anxiety. So that is Allah. One lady came, Ya Rasulallah, my son participated in a battle but did not come back. Tell me about him. The master, Rahmatulil Alameen, telling the mother of her son who became shaheed and a martyr like there in Ghazza al-Mubarakah. Learn this one sentence, O Muslim. I read it yesterday in the dua. Allahumma izza ahla Ghazza. Allahumma izza ahla Ghazza. Ya Allah, you grant the people of Ghazza shokat, quwwat, taqat, strength, energy, stamina, and more power, honor and dignity. وَأَذِلَّ سَهْيُونِيَّ, and disgrace and humiliate the Zionist apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. اللهم عز أهل غزة وَأَذِلَّ سَهْيُونِيَّ. Oh, wa adhilla ahla sahyuniya. Both ways you can read it. Learn simple, simple du'as. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, beloved mother, your son is where? Jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. So one is we ask for Jannah. One is we ask for Jannat al-firdaus. And if we ask one more, Jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Grant Jannat al-firdaus, the highest, highest, best place, Ya Allah. بفضلك ورحمتك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. Through your grace, through your mercy, through your compassion, يا رب العالمين. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Sahab, is it true that Isha should not be read in total darkness? So what happens during load shedding?
So you must remember nowadays ANC knows they're going to lose the elections. Yesterday I went to do shopping, you know. So first thing I saw the Sunday Times. I just read the heading. So they say it leaked from the ANC. A lot of things leak nowadays, election time. So it leaked. So Saral told his cronies and comrades and all of them, you guys better shake up. You can't be sitting there on your laurels and thinking of Hadi. We need minimum 57% vote in our favor. We need minimum 11 million votes in this elections here. So all this go read. Sunday Times wrote there, looks like ANC is heading for coalition government. So what they're doing? They're giving us now some, you know, sinni. They're giving us some sweets, like you see. They say, no more load shedding. I don't know, ladies, but yeah, by us, for I think 2 weeks now, there's no load shedding, or maybe more also. No more problems with the water. Otherwise, every week, there was going on. And they're coming and cutting the grass here. You will think a big World Cup match is taking place here, you see. And all this kind of, they're sweetening us up properly. But me, I don't allow them. I say, just go for me. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you. So you must remember these type of characters. You must remember. They fool the masses. You know, al-awam kal-an'am. So remember, masses are asses. That is why democracy flourishes in all these foolish people's countries. So the point I'm making is, remember, you mustn't read Salat in complete darkness. People will steal something of yours and so forth. So if it is beyond your control, so obviously that is different now in normal circumstances. People say, I want to close my eyes and read Salat. I say, in South Africa, you close your eyes and read Salat, they'll steal your shoes, they'll steal your bag, they'll steal a lot of things. Sometimes we read Salat and we have something, I put my spectacles down. And if I now close my eyes and read, in South Africa, they'll steal your spectacles also. Da gaan die brille, da gaan die pille, you know. This Afrikaans. So Pala and Brilla come, wash you out. Once the spectacles come and the tablets come, then you're getting very old. So yeah, they'll take your Pala and Brilla and alles weggevat, you know. So they'll steal your spectacles and your tablets and everything, you keep your eyes closed. So therefore, leave a little bit light also on. This business people got Fajr time also, they switch off all the lights. No sunnah that. It's just an Indian custom that. There's no place in Islam for that. People get injured also. So remember that no, suddenly was off the lights for your time. Where you come with these things?
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to go to the Rand Easter show as we are only going to buy what we need? Just how you are going for Hajj conference without any gain, so are we also going without any gain?
No, your analogy is totally wrong. When you go to the Rand show, you have to buy ticket. Hajj conference, nobody has to buy ticket. You are supporting a haram thing. To buy things today, you don't have to be there. Today, the whole world is going online. So today, you just go to your computer, Google, you want to buy this machine, that machine, all that. So you must remember that I nearly bought something the weekend online. But then I went here to one shop, you must remember, and I found it there. So I said, fine, we saw the thing is all right. So it's all fairy tales, excuses. This is what shaitan does. زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Shaitan will beautify and adore and, you know, make it adorable to you, all the vices and so forth. And you yourself, that's why you're asking the question. بَلِلْ إِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Human being deep down knows he or she is guilty. But outwardly, وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. But outwardly, they will give excuses and so forth. What a qiyas you made. Analogy. You said that how you going to the Hajj seminar? Who's charging there? Nobody charges. It's all free of charge. What's free of charge? We give you free things. We give you the Hajj kitab, all that free of charge. So whose grandfather in Rancho will give you free of charge? So you must remember that. So don't come with your fairy tale story. All haram, not permissible. 90% of the activities, they are haram. The verse will apply there is, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. If you understand there's an accident, Allah forbid, and so you have landed up there because you need assistance, they hijacked you or something, Allah forbid, and then you must pass there with honor and dignity. So that is the applicable. Yeah, if you want this human being's nature, chapter 75, verses 14 and 15, deep down, we know we're guilty, but outwardly we give excuses. I'm driving 200, the police stopped me. He said, where are you going, Fundis? I said, no, to my grandfather's funeral. You understand? He passed away. So I didn't tell him which year. Is jais all that? It's obviously it's not permissible. But we just massage our ego, you see. We say, no, I made him a fool. But in reality, we made ourselves a fool. So we should be very honest about things.
Mufti Sahab, Islamically, when is it permissible to change our surnames? Also, if a female passes away, what surname does she fall under? Her maiden surname or her husband's surname?
Remember, in Islam, you ladies, once you get married, you have three options. All three are permissible. Number one, you want to maintain and retain your maiden surname, so that's fine. Sayyida Khadija binti Khuwailid, Sayyida Aisha binti Abi Bakr, Sayyida Hafsa binti Umar, radiyallahu anhum. So all of them, they maintain their own name, their maiden name. So that is the true Islam. You want to take the name or the surname of your husband after you marry, it's permissible. And remember that because you're traveling and so forth and so on. So it makes life much easier and so forth. So that also is permissible. And third one, you want the double barrel surname. You see, my wife, that's what we did. So I kept her father's name and my name. So you must remember that. So you maintain and retain your own maiden name, and that is the lady. And then you include your husband's surname and so forth. So all are flexible issues. You get these Salafis, scholars for dollars, they say you can't take your husband's surname and all that. And which ayat they quote? Ay ud'uhum li'aba'ihim. Call them by their biological father. You Salafi Juhal. This ayat is fi haqqi tabanni. These are for adopted children. La fi haqqi ziwaj. Nothing to do with the wife and all these type of things here. Yeah. So remember, kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. They quote the Quran and they take all their concocted meanings and interpretations. So that meaning, what they're taking, is rejected. And remember, I will remind them always till they die. Why you don't speak one word against Murtad bin Shaitan, the Harami, the Aulad, and the children of Iblis? So you need to wake up, you Salafis. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.